Hey guys, it's the 27th, and today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And there is some really cool stuff in today's writings. Paul talks about really what they're going through. Paul even refers here to kind of how he sees himself as kind of unworthy even. So if we look down in verse 7 today, here's what you're going to read. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Now, that sounds kind of interesting because we don't really understand what it means to have a treasure in a jar of clay. But back in Paul's time, oftentimes they would take treasures and they would put treasures inside of a clay jar. Now, clay jars that were not fancy, they weren't valuable, they weren't beautiful, and they would hide things in those jars of clay so that it wouldn't attract attention. So in essence, Paul here is saying the treasure of Jesus Christ is inside of him and that he is the jar of clay, right? He's fragile. That Paul is sharing his frailty, his fragileness, right? And that he is this vessel that God is using. There's two more things here in chapter 4 that I want to read to you that I hope will be an encouragement to you today if you're going through a struggle, if you're really struggling with something, if something's stealing your peace from you today. I hope that these verses, as you relate to Paul, will encourage you. So right after he talks about the treasure in jars of clay, he says this: we are hard pressed on every side. You ever feel like you're hard pressed on every side? Have you ever seen the Star Wars movie where they're in this gigantic trash compactor and the walls are closing in around them? You ever felt that way? That's how Paul felt here. We're hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, confused, right? But not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. Paul is sharing his own experience that everything is pressing in around him, but it's not crushing him. And if we've got Christ in our life, we're assured that we won't, it's not that we'll never be pressured, we'll never have pressure, we'll never feel like those walls are closing in on us, but we won't be crushed. We can be confused, we might not understand why things are happening to us the way they're happening to us, but we don't have to be in despair. That we know that if we're truly walking with Christ, we will be persecuted. That's one of the signs of a mature believer, is that persecution's out there for us. But we got to know at the same time that we're not abandoned. God has not left us. In fact, he is close to us in persecution. And then he says, struck down. We get knocked down a lot, right? Remember the old 90s song, I get knocked down, but I get up again, right? That's what we're talking about here. We get knocked down in this life, but we're not destroyed because God is right there to pick us up and dust us off. And then a little later on, in verse 16, there's something really beautiful. Paul says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. You know, God has given us these bodies. God, and these bodies break down, right? These bodies are very mortal. But God is saying here through Paul that if we walk closely with Jesus, he will renew us day by day. He will be our strength. I hope that's encouragement to you today. Maybe you need to save chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians to encourage you if you're not going through a difficult time. But if today is a day that you feel like everything's pressing in on you, you're not going to be crushed. You're not going to be in despair. You're not going to be abandoned. You're not going to be destroyed. And you will be renewed as you press into Christ day by day. Be back with you again tomorrow.